Hi everyone, welcome to The Skinny, where we get down to the nitty-gritty of style, fashion, beauty, and living an empowered life. I'm your host, Shazan, a fashion and beauty expert in the industry for 20 plus years, a wife, mom of two, and I'm here to help you become your most beautiful and confident self from the inside out on a savvy budget. Good morning and good afternoon, depending on where you're listening to this from. Today, I definitely want to tell you that we're going to have great conversation. And I wanted to start with just this quote that I love so much. And it's, success is no accident. It is hard work, perseverance, learning, studying, sacrifice, and most of all, love of what you are doing or learning to do. And this is a quote by Edson Nascimento, and he's also known as Pele, which is a humanitarian and a retired professional soccer player, widely regarded as the greatest soccer player of all time. And many times we hear these great quotes that resonate with us and that we find quite inspiring, but it's the implementation of the quotes that can sometimes pose a challenge. So today on the show, I have the great pleasure of speaking with a young lady that truly exemplifies this meaning of success. And she's dedicated her life to giving back with her time to young girls and boys. She's an award-winning actress, singer, filmmaker, and a beautiful soul. Jasmine Burke, welcome to The Skinny. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Yes, thank you for having me. This is wonderful. Thank you so much.
And first, I must congratulate you on your new role in Daniel Leet's already hit show, Star, which I love. And that airs for our listeners on Wednesday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And also, congratulations on your second season as Dr. Christy Johnson on Saints and Sinners. And that has definitely been a major hit for Bounce TV. And I'm definitely completely hooked on both of them. So what do you have any information for all of us eager ones for Saints and Sinners? Like, when can we start seeing Saints and Sinners again? Or do we just have to continue waiting patiently?
Well, thank you. You know, Star is such a fun show to shoot and film and be a part of. We have so much fun on set. There's so much life and energy and movement, and working with Lee Daniels, he is an artist, and just seeing mm-hmm. him paint his masterpiece with Star and being able to be one of the figures that he is painting is an honor. I feel very grateful. And now that our show is out, like you said, every Wednesday night on Fox, the mm-hmm. fans have been amazing and really loving the show. Anybody who sees this show really loves it. They say, wow, it's
very captivating, like immediately captivating.
Yes, and you know, all the people, the crew, all the writers, the costume designers, makeup artists, everyone plays such an intricate key part,
right,
in making sure the show looks the way it looks and feels the way it feels.
Yeah, so,
you know, everyone there takes great care and their part they play to make sure that you get that feeling when
you deliver 100%.
Yes, yeah, so it's definitely a team effort, and it's a great team. Our Saints and Sinners now.
Woo. Yes.
Dr. Christy, you know, it's a privilege playing that role as well. You know, to go from playing a hairstylist to a doctor, I shoot both shows at the same time.
Well, that's before you even go on, I want to let people know that you've acted in like Daddy's Little Girl, Big Mama's, Ride Along, Drumline, Skinned, and that's just some, because there's a whole lot more. But what has life been like for you as an actress?
Well, you know, life as an actress is a journey.
Yeah.
It's not a sprint.
Right.
You know, you can't see a finish line anywhere at all, ever. And I had to learn that that's the point.
Right.
It's not about a finishing line. It's about just continuing to have the privilege to continue to do what I love to do. Because a lot of people don't. So that's how I approach my work. That's how I approach the business. And just to go back for a second, Saints and Sinners is coming back March.
I'm putting it on my calendar.
Yes, we're coming back March. We're filming now, actually. So we're making it hot for you, everybody. Please.
All right. But what is it before? And then the other thing too is, you might not mention, but from what I understand, is that you were actually handpicked for your role in Star by Lee Daniels. Is that correct?
Oh, yes. Yes. I went in like a typical audition, and I didn't know he was going to be there, because usually when you go in for the first round, the director is not there usually.
Right.
He was there. That just tells you how hands-on he is. He even handpicked his extras, to be honest with you.
Wow.
I watch him on set a lot. He'll go. He doesn't leave. His hand is everywhere.
It's right.
The top, the bottom. So I went in for a regular audition, and he was in there. And it was very quick, and I didn't even know if I did a great job or not, honestly. And when I received a call that Lee Daniels wanted to see me personally for another role, I was like, what? So he's like, look, I really like you. And he's like, so I'm going to find something for you. And I said, are you kidding me? First of all, I was only in the room, it felt like 10 seconds.
Right.
And I don't feel like I did.
But you left that impression. So, and I mean, for anyone who's listening that isn't aware of who Lee Daniels is, he's an incredible, daring and groundbreaking film and TV producer and director. And I just think, in my very humble opinion about this, I think he's just fantastic with the work that he does. And just as you're saying, Jasmine, I mean, you can see that the work does come from his heart. So you saying that he's so hands-on just makes complete sense. But you're someone who breaks down doors. And I know that you've like busted down the doors into TV and film on your own, without an agent, without a manager. And so that alone deserves an award from... the chaos and crazy. So, I mean, what is that process like? And that clearly shows that you're very daring as well.
Oh, yes. Well, that was in the beginning, the very beginning of my career. I didn't wait until I had an agent or a manager to start trying to figure out how to work.
Right.
And quickly learned from that process that, you know, agents and managers are middlemen. You know, necessary, very necessary, but they're middlemen. So I, with
straight to the top.
Yeah, I said, well, I can't wait. You know, I started trying to get an agent or a manager, and it wasn't happening fast enough. And I said, you know, I need to work. So, okay, let me figure out how to work. And that was the entire motivation.
And how many years have you been acting now?
Oh, let's see. 2016 was my 10-year, I like to say 10-year professional anniversary, because it was in 2006 when I booked my first professional acting job with Tyler Perry.
Okay.
I had done a lot of independent films and theater before that. So technically, I have been in the business longer than 10 years, but I was like, let's just start there.
That's your birthday.
Professional gig. So 10 years.
So would you consider, because I wanted to know, I love asking this question, just what was the this is my big break moment for you? What would you consider that one to be it?
No, I don't believe I've had it yet.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. I still have a lot more work to do. I haven't had it yet, but I've been working, and that's the goal.
So you studied theater, and so for our listeners that are interested in becoming an actor or an actress, is it a requirement to attend school for acting and or theater to get into the business?
No, it's not a requirement, but it is such a requirement for your own personal developing of your own skill set. Now, that's what it's necessary for, but as we can see, you know, a lot of reality stars or rappers' girlfriends, athlete girlfriends becoming famous.
Right.
And
booking
acting jobs. So as you can see, you don't have to have talent, but if you believe you want longevity in the business, please grow your talent first.
Yeah. And how do you personally prepare for your roles? Do you have like a ritual? Like now, if you are doing multiple shows at the same time, do you have kind of a guideline for yourself on how you create that balance?
No, you just have to jump in. You have to jump in and swim through it.
And I'm personally always like really impressed and super duper curious about the memorization process. As a non-actor, I consider it to be like one of the most difficult or challenging, but most important part of the career. So how do you handle multiple shows at the same time and handling your lines and memorization? Do you like lock away from everybody to memorize?
Memorization is so important because you have to know your lines. Technique, I don't have a specific technique. I just read the material and somehow I remember it. It's really a miracle.
Right.
I thank God for it because I don't know. It's like I watch Beyonce, right? I love her. I'm like, how does she remember all those dance moves and the words to the songs?
Yeah.
And where to go, where to be at a certain time on the stage. And it's like people ask me how, and I know when you ask her how, she's like, I just do it.
Yeah.
Lane, how you know how to do it, just do it.
Well, you call that a miracle. I call it a gift. Like, you have a gift. I think actors and actresses have a gift because it's not only about, you know, spitting out your lines, but then you have to dive into this role, and it's about facial expressions, just the delivery of being that character. So I'm so impressed with that, but that's something that I'm always so curious about when, like what you're doing, when you have multiple shows happening at the same time, playing completely different characters. And this is an area in your life that I know is really important because I've launched a girls initiative in Jamaica some months ago called Chicified Girl Initiative. And it's really important to me to give back and to share what I've learned and to encourage. And I know that you're very similar in this way. And you're a part of some really amazing groups. And can you tell me a little bit about these groups that are this major part of, you know, the Boys and Girls Club that has left such an impression in your life too?
Yes, well, congratulations to you on your initiative.
No, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, that's really wonderful. And I think anytime people just motivate themselves to get up and be an inspiration to someone else, like, that is applaudable and commendable. So kudos to you.
Thank you.
Your initiative, because it's important. You know, children are definitely my heart cause, you know, anything dealing with children, because they need so much.
Yeah.
They need so much from us.
They're so
impressionable. They're so delicate. They're more fragile than they know, but
they're
kids and they are still growing and developing. So they are moldable. That's why they're so delicate. They're moldable. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And what we feed them, what we show them, what they're exposed to helps develop them for the good or the bad. So, you know, growing up for me, organizations like Girls Inc., Boys and Girls Club, Miss Black Teen Atlanta Scholarship Pageant, DARE program, I was in every mentorship program you could think about. And my mom didn't tell me to do those things. I would come home and say, Mom, I'm joining this.
Right.
And those all of those organizations played a huge part in my development.
So yeah. It's such a pivotal part because, like you were saying, for young children, be it boys and girls, it really, they're looking out to the world and they're looking up at their elders or, you know, other teens that may be older than them or young adults. And I knew it was definitely something that was life-changing, but in the experience of being face-to-face and carving out that specific time to then impart or to give them information to empower and let them know that they're seen and loved and looked at as being capable, it makes such a huge difference. So with all that you have on your schedule and calendar, I also find that, you know, very, very special. It shows a different part of character because it's not just an activity to be a part of, but the way that you dedicate so much of your time and life into that, that's something that meant a lot when I saw that this was something that meant a lot to you too.
Oh, yes, yes. I mean, I volunteer with Girls Inc. now. Was in Girls Club as well. Like, I give back, and I do my own initiatives as well. I also like to give a hand to those organizations that gave a hand to me. So,
yeah. Right. So, in addition to giving back in acting, you also do music, and you have some singles out right now. Actually, this morning when I was getting ready for the show, I was here jamming to hear what I hear. So what is your most recent single?
How Many Ways?
Yeah.
It's the most recent, and it's my baby. Mm-hmm. And I just love it. I'm such a fan of music and,
yeah,
real music where you pay attention to the instruments and how they interact with each other and how the vocals marry with the feel and the vibe. And, you know, for How Many Ways, it instantly stood out to me. And the song literally came to me in like 5 minutes. I was in the studio and he was just playing me some tracks. When he played that, I said, stop right there. Keep just play that.
Right.
He immediately started humming. And he said, go to the mic. Whatever you're humming, even if it's not audible, just lay it down.
Right.
If it moved you like that, we need to record it. So I went to the mic and just started singing the song off the top of my head. So the song came together fairly quickly.
And, right.
Yes, How Many Ways?
Yeah. And the songs, because they come to you this quickly, is it based on life inspirations or projects that you're working on that you kind of guide your singles, or is this just a completely different area for you?
Well, you're essentially asking where the inspiration comes from, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, it depends, you know. So, like, Hear What I Hear, that was inspired from a movie I was starring in, Hear No Evil, that aired on TV1.
Right.
So, I booked the part in the movie, and I read the script, and immediately a song, it was just like a song stood out to me, like,
right.
Cool. Inspired, so I wrote a song. So that came before I ever had a track.
Okay.
Inspired by the scripts. How Many Ways, I was inspired by the track. So there's no set how the inspiration comes. It just comes.
Yeah. And there's another movie that you were in, Skinned, which was quite a great role, because it kind of ties back into wanting to empower and the whole thing behind wanting to meet with young kids and young adults to give that empowerment for loving the skin that you're in, which is something that I talk about on the show and, you know, with my brand and every platform, because it's so important to identify your uniqueness as beautiful. So that song that was another inspiration from the movie that you were doing. But was it for the movie, or this was just something that became for the movie, or did you have that in you from before?
That came from inspiration from the movie, starring in Skin, playing Jolie, this character with all of these, with this complex about her skin complexion.
Right. Right.
You know, I had to do some real channeling in for that performance, period, because I never felt any complex about my skin. Like, I right. love my complexion. Mm-hmm. I love my skin. Like, I love my body. Like, I always say it. Like, I love my shape. I mean, I wouldn't change a thing. And I never want to. You know?
Right.
I'm just really grateful for what God gave me.
Right.
I just take care of what he gave me. So, and I wanted to, after playing that character and being in her headspace, I just wanted to sing a song to her.
Right. I see. Yeah. I think it was just really remarkable, just the movie, because it's something that I have a daughter, and, you know, with the Girls Initiative, just talking, and sometimes when you listen, different little comments that they may make, they don't even realize, but it's an indicator to some kind of insecurity or something that stands out to them. And getting a hold of that from a very early age, where there's nothing wrong with you, no matter what you look like to yourself in the mirror. That's how, you know, that's how you were made. That's how God made you and how you're supposed to be. So that takes on a life from your music and that movie, which I thought was really great, that Lisa Rae, you know, had this on her heart to do as well. So that was something that I did want to just bring out here for sure, because it was just so remarkable to, you know, use that platform in that way.
Yes. Oh, yes. And Lisa Rae was a great director, and she came on board, and she took the issue very seriously.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Although she, you know, is a fairer complexion, mm-hmm. she definitely felt that she loves all of her sisters. That's her thing.
Right, right.
She loves everybody. She sees beauty in everybody. And mm-hmm. She wanted to be the one to bring the message so that people could, we could break the barrier, you know?
Right, like, right.
Look, we need to stop all of this.
Yeah, yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful. We need to stop all of this. So it was a bold statement for her as well that she wanted to make.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's something that is a really loud statement that should continuously be made, where, you know, I always think it's such an insignificant thing, your shade, or if you're light skin, if you're medium skin, if you're dark skin. But I mean, I just think that it's sad that it becomes such a focal point that can then be looked or seen as a positive or a negative. I just think that it's a beautiful thing. Everybody's shade and everybody, you know, with their own uniqueness, again, is that's beauty to me, you know? So it's always sad when I hear that being pointed out, like it's something that should be frowned upon or to feel ashamed of. I definitely love that. And I wanted to tell you that for sure. So go ahead.
Just one last thing on that while we're on the topic. You know, I always think of it like this. So, you know, whatever you believe, but, you know, if you believe there's a creator out there mm-hmm. creating mm-hmm. all of the things that we see, including you. So when you try to change something, which I don't, you know, someone do what you do. If you want to improve, if you want to, you know, get a little nip tuck or whatever.
Yeah.
You just want to do that, then more power to you. But I'm talking uh-huh. about when it gets to the point where you feel something is wrong with you.
So yeah.
I always think that's such a slap in the face to the creator, because so the creator,
oh my gosh, I say the same thing. Yes.
So the creator sat there and said he wanted you to have that complexion, mm-hmm. that nose, those lips, those eyes, those legs, those arms. And he said, and you're perfect and wonderfully made in my
Yeah.
So then when you go and say, oh, it's not good enough, or oh, I feel like you're telling the creator he's not.
You messed up. Awesome. Yeah. It's that's something. When my kids were younger, I homeschooled them for a couple of years. And one of the main reasons why I had to come to that decision, it had to do with an issue with my son and the school that he was in and the age that he was, because he was one of the only Black boys in that grade. And I saw him as, you know, this is just my little baby boy, whatever. But then when he came home, he had an encounter at school that kind of definitely was disheartening, not kind of, but definitely was disheartening for him with the classmate that he had, which was a little girl. And then, you know, one day he went to school and it was like playtime, and she told him on the playground that they weren't going to be able to play together anymore. And he was, you know, he was like, hey, why? And then she told him, you know, my mom and dad said that we're different and I can't play with you anymore. And so it took me quite some time to get the full story out of him. Like when I picked him up from school that day, I could see that he just wasn't himself. And by later on that night, I started getting bits and pieces about what happened at school and on the playground. And a couple of days in, but what was the most jarring part was then when he was able to, you know, completely express himself, was when he said to me, mommy, you said that there's nothing wrong with people being different. And he's like, but that's not true. And I said, it is true. But then, you know, there I realized it had altered his perspective and altered what, you know, daddy and I had been raising you to believe. But here it is that, being that he was the only, again, young Black boy in the class, and he was now isolated because no one was playing with him because he was different. So again, that was something that we had to look at on a bigger scale, because we realized, okay, now this is not just a little, our little baby anymore, but we, our conversation had to transition to the next place. And, you know, these are how things alter people's lives. And sometimes if you don't get in there early for them, then it's not until they're an adult then or a young adult or something, then you hear how much of an impact it's made, you know. And it's, yeah, I just think it's, because I'm like the love flower child, butterfly, love everybody. So, you know, it's just like the reality of what's happening out there, but an unfortunate reality of what's happening.
I'm so sorry your little baby had to experience that. I can't imagine in his little beautiful innocent mind how confusing that must have been.
Yeah, and it's something that what you were saying about you know, where I had to explain to him, and the whole point was to tell him, look, God made everybody unique and different. So if you don't like somebody else, or if you are unhappy on a large scale, like you're just angry about things that you have, then you're telling God that he made a mistake, you know, or you're thinking, you know, somebody slipped up in choosing this for you, or whoever you believe, if you don't believe in God, or the, you know, whatever the belief is that there was a mistake there. So I had to use that angle to kind of reel him back in into believing that how you are is good, and it's good enough, and it's more than enough, and you're this way for the reason that God wanted you to be this way, you know. And so I, we're on the same page with that whole thing in what you were saying, but that was a message that I had to then incorporate into our conversations about loving yourself, you know, and being who you are in its fullness. Yeah. But before you go, I'm a huge supporter and cheerleader for people. And I know, you know, my husband laughs at me sometimes. He's like, if I'm watching something on TV, they're being awarded or acknowledged for, like, I'm literally tearing up because I'm so excited, like a proud mama. And so when I see people going through their journey and climbing and, you know, their goals are being accomplished and they're making waves in their lives, I just love and appreciate the success story and the journey even more. So that's why I wanted to have you on the show today, because I see the path that you're blazing. And at the beginning, when I said, you know, you busted down those doors on your own, you didn't wait. And just how much you've accomplished in music and in acting and giving back, that whole packaging is why it was so, so important for me to have this opportunity to speak with you, just to let you know that. And I'm so proud of you and your drive and accomplishments to this part. And I'm really excited to see what else is coming for you, because I know great things are definitely in store.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you. Gave me a boost of a lifetime.
Okay? Oh, wow.
If I get down or moments get hard, I'm going to remember your words. Yes, Shazan, thank you.
But you're welcome, because that's sincerely what I felt when I met you and heard so much great things about you. And there's just so much out there. And that's what the skinny is about. It's being able to, you know, acknowledge and highlight the great and the positive. We have a lot of other negatives going on out there, but I want to highlight the great and positive in people and hopefully have that motivate and inspire others to do great and wonderful things for themselves too, even on those days where you just feel like you may want to give up or something. Yeah. But where can people find you so that they can also see what great things you're doing and what's in store?
Okay, well, you can go to I do encourage everyone to go to jasmineburke.com and keep up with me there. I try to keep it interesting for you guys to, you know, look at, go through my whole website and just get to know who I am and hopefully get some inspiration. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, on social media, I'm at @thejasmineburke.
Okay.
Jasmine Burke. And that's across the board, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
Awesome. And so for our listeners, before we go, do you have a word for anyone who is listening right now that may be in that place where they just feel like on their way, they just have had it, they just don't want to do it anymore on this journey or path, whatever that may be for them? What can you tell them?
Well, the thing that keeps me going is just what you said, knowing that it is a journey and that I have my own path. And my path is not like the next person's path, and that is okay.
Right.
Even if my path has a little bit more rocks and bumps on it, it is okay, because I feel like the path defines who you are. It makes
right.
So it's like, if you want to take out certain things from your path, you're essentially altering your destiny.
Right.
You know, horrible as things may be sometimes, I know different things I've gone through, obstacles or conflicts. And I think to myself, I have thought to myself before I really grounded myself in this understanding, is that this is a part of my path. I'm supposed to go through this conflict because I'm supposed to learn something from it that's going to teach me something that I need to know for the journey up ahead.
Right.
It's supposed to strengthen me for the rest of the journey. You know, I think about, and that's what I would say. And I think when we start thinking about our lives and our paths in that way, we will get less stressed, less insecure, less anxiety, because we understand and accept that it is all a part of our divine plan.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's great. Wow. Thank you, Miss Jasmine Burke, for being with me today.
having me, and I'm so you just keep doing your thing, okay? This is amazing. You know, people have ideas all day long, and I commend people who take their ideas and turn them into tangible tangible opportunities for themselves. So I commend you, and you inspire me. So
thank you. Well, guys, as I always end the show, I tell you guys, you've been listening to Jasmine Burke. Amazing. You guys definitely follow her on her social platforms, and you can see her again on Star, and Saints and Sinners will be coming back for all you eager people like myself in March. And at the end, as always, you deserve and you have the right to live a beautiful and empowered life. You've been listening to The Skinny with me, Shazan and Jasmine today. Thank you so much for listening. Stay tuned for next week's podcast. Bye.